for the hopeless, the water, the giver of life. He's strength for the weary, love to those cast aside, rest to the restless, freedom from fear when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the family circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a joy it is for us to be able to return to share one more Souls Harbor worship service with you. I find this a little hard to believe, so I have to stop and remind myself every once in a while that this is the end of another year. Can you believe it? Look how fast 2024 has gone by. It's amazing how it seems like this year went by quicker than last year. But then that's the way it seems to be. The older we get, the faster time seems to fly by. I trust that 2024 has been a good year to you. If it hasn't, then I pray in these next few moments that a song will be sung or a word will be spoken that will help you with whatever it may be that you're going through. I'd like to think that as we approach the new year, that it will bring things to us that perhaps the old year tried to take from us. But regardless of how it's working in your life, we pray that you'll just focus yourself on the things of God and worship Him along with us throughout this service today. We're going to do things a little bit different than we normally do. We've done this a few times in the past where we have taking a look back at some things that have happened over the previous years of the Souls Harbor Ministry. I wish that we could go back and get some early footage of our programming. Unfortunately, the technology just didn't exist when we started out. Listen to this now. Today, we will finish our 54th consecutive year of broadcasting the gospel, which means next week we'll start our 55th year. And in those 54 years, a lot of things have changed. Today we have technology that allows us to go back, pick up some archival footage that we can enjoy once again. I've chosen a song that I think everybody can know and sing along with, and that is a song that Pastor Richard Bell, who used to be a part of this ministry, would sing from time to time. It's an old song that says, "Love lifted me." Sing along with him as he comes and sings it for us one more time.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me.
If you were to take the message of God's love out of the ministry of Souls Harbor today, you would only have an empty shell remaining. That is the substance of our existence. We are here to tell the message that God loves you. Today, I don't know what may have occurred throughout the course of your living. It may be that life has sometimes been very cruel to you. It has robbed from you. It has tarnished things. It has destroyed things. It could be today that you feel like your life has become broken, that there is not much value left in your life because of the things that have happened. These may be things that were completely out of your control. They weren't the consequences of your own actions, words, thoughts, deeds. Yet, here you are today, feeling like a broken vessel. For you, I want you to hear this throughout this service today, that God loves you, and you are the reason that He has come through this service today to reach out to the souls of men and women. God wants to touch you, and through His love, heal the brokenness of your life. One songwriter wrote, "He didn't throw the clay away." God may be the master potter, but when a vessel becomes flawed or broken, He doesn't throw it away and discard it as it had no value. No, He keeps working with that clay until the flaws are taken away, until that vessel is perfect in any way. Today, Doug and Priscilla are coming from 2005 to sing a song that Doug tells me that they first recorded back in 1981. You see, this song has been around for a while, but then so haven't broken vessels. Today, this song has a message for somebody in our audience today. I hope you'll listen to every word so that God can come along to touch your broken vessel. Listen to the message of this song as Doug and Priscilla Smith come and sing Broken Vessel.
The potter saw a vessel that was broken by the wind and the rain. He sought with so much compassion to make it over again. Oh,
I know that it's early in the service today, that we've only gotten into the service a couple of songs, but already in my spirit, I am feeling a witness of the Holy Spirit tell me that there are some folk that are being impacted already in this service. Today, you're going through something. It may be that you don't know what direction to turn in next. We're told not to turn to the right. We're told not to turn to the left. It's not advisable at times to look behind us. But how about us looking upward today? Maybe we're looking for the answers in all the wrong places. Maybe we need to start looking unto God. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. What that says to me is this: that He's the reason we have faith. He's the reason that we believe. I turned a moment ago to a passage of Scripture that I want to read to you today to remind you of something that the Bible tells us. In John chapter 1, verse 1, Jesus Himself says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me." And then over a few verses later, Jesus says to us this. In verse 13, He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in My name, I will do it." Now I caution you as I read that, because I know that human nature sometimes would like to hold God to His Word and take things too far. When God says He'll do things for us, one of the things that He won't do is violate His Word. We have to trust God to operate within the realm of His Word. His Word means everything. When He says that He will come to help us, that He will do the things that we ask in His name, that may not mean that we can get specific with God, but it will mean this: that when God moves, it will be to bless us with something we have need of. He will come to help us. There have been many times I've missed what God was trying to do because I was looking in the wrong direction. Those times when I just said, "God, I need Your help. However you decide to do it, it'll be all right with me. Oh, those times I saw the hand of God. I saw His help come to rescue. Today, I want to encourage you to trust God. You see, whatever we ask in His name, it ensures that God is going to come to help us. The name of Jesus is different than any other name you speak. His name and His name alone possesses power. In just a moment, Eleanor Craig and her daughter Kathy, these ladies sang with us for many years. They're coming to share a song that's entitled, "It's All in the Name of Jesus." Today, as I lead you in prayer for the situations of your lives, I ask you to please pray in that name and ask God for His help. There are some folks that need God to make a difference today. So, we're going to ask Him in His name to do just that. To come to where you are, to reach out to touch your life, and to provide for you the supply of that you have need of. Would you pray with me today? Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the prayer that You are hearing. We thank You for knowing what we have need of in its finest and minutest of details. Lord, I pray with all that You know about each and every life that You will go to where each and every life is right now, and that in the name of Jesus, You will begin to minister to their needs. Their needs are important today because it's affecting them. It's changing things in their life. I pray that as You take these things into Your hand, that they will be changed in accordance with Your plan for each and every life, and that we will glorify You in the things that You do because we have dared to trust You. We have put our faith in You. We are expecting the author and the finisher of our faith to minister to the needs of men and women's lives today. Lord, we ask You these things in Jesus' name, and we thank You for these things in Jesus' name as well. Amen. I dearly love the old songs of the church. I guess that's why I'm such a stickler to using them in this ministry. I appreciate the newer songs. They have their place. But for me, it's the message of those old hymns that really reaches down into my spirit and touches me. If they touch me, I believe they'll touch you as well. I just believe today that there are things that we can hear from God through the message of some of these songs. One of my top 10 favorite songs is the song that a lady by the name of Carol Shaw is coming to sing for us. Carol sang with this ministry for many, many years. And today, I'm bringing her out of the archives to sing a song that I believe will help some folk today. The message of this song says, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but Christ gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Doesn't that sound like a song that can minister to us today? Listen to the message of it as Carol comes and sings, God leads us along.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrow evils oppose, God leads His dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads His dear children along. From the mire and away from the clay, God leads His dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season.
Troubles and trials are a natural part of life. They are common to everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what your walk of life may be, no matter what your background, your upbringing, or any of those things that we might use as criteria to say whether or not we should be in trouble or not. You see, when trouble comes, it's good to know that just because we're in trouble doesn't mean that God abandons us. Fair weather friends will come and go. They will come when things are good and they will go when things are bad. But God is there at all times, no matter what is transpiring in our life. There's a song that I want us to hear at this time that was sung by a group of men, a trio of men called Heart of Praise. Brian, Rick, and Peter. Now, Rick and Peter are brothers to Wanda St. Peter and Dan and Ralph Holmes. So you may get the connection there. There's a song that they sing that I really believe will minister to some hearts today. The song is entitled, Through the Fire. If you're going through it today, if you're going through a fiery situation, this song may be the key to helping you. Listen to the message as Heart of Praise comes and sings Through the Fire.
Times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision and my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. And it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and He will take you through the fire again. And He will take you through the fire again.
If you've just tuned in to be with us and you're a regular viewer of the Souls Harbor Sunday morning worship service, then you, I guess by now, have determined that something is different. Well, today, we're taking a look back at how the Lord has been good to the Souls Harbor ministry through the talents that have been shared with us down through the years. There's not enough time in this hour service for us to bring back everyone that's been with us. But we're bringing back some of the most requested songs or singers that we have enjoyed down through the years. It's unfortunate that through time and circumstance, these folk could no longer be with us. But we are very appreciative of all that they did to help us when they could. You see, we have a lot of archival footage of singers that are no longer with us. They've already gone on to their eternal reward. Some have moved out of the area. Some, their situation has changed that if they could, they would return. But maybe it's a health issue. Maybe for some other reason, they can no longer be here to be a part of our weekly service. But that doesn't stop us from enjoying the video archives that we have. And so today, that's what we've done. We've gone back and pulled out some singers and some songs that we trust will once again be a blessing to your life. Much has changed in the 54 years that we have been doing this. The technology has changed. Some would say it's better. Some would say it doesn't really make a difference. Well, for us, it's complicated things a little bit, but I think overall it's better. It's better if for no other reason than today we can record a singer and a song and then go back and get it even years later. Whereas in 1970, when we started, well, let's say it was black and white TV, something that our younger viewers may not identify with. It was live TV, which means every mistake we made was there for everyone to see and to hear. And we don't have to do it live anymore. And that's partly because technology demands so many things that we just couldn't do it live. It would be so out of our price range that we couldn't afford to do it that way. So today we have to pre-record before we can air it so that we've got time to make all the technology advances that have to be done. We close caption every service so that people who are hearing impaired can be blessed with the service as well, and a lot of other things. But God's been faithful down through the years, and we appreciate it. We never would have dreamed as we began that here we would be 54 years later still doing what we started out doing in those early 1970s. I'm thankful that God has been faithful. What that means is that through every service we have aired, God has brought in the finances so that we could pay the cost of airtime to be here. You see, everyone that sings with us does so to contribute their talent. They're not compensated for their singing with us. They do it free of charge, and they do it willingly, gladly, and we're thankful for that. So we don't have that cost to bear, but airtime can be expensive, especially nowadays. And so because of the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of our viewing audience, every week when we broadcast a service, we pray in those finances to cover that week's service. And then we begin to trust the Lord for the following week. That's what we're going to do today. Trust God that this week enough finances will come in to take care of the expense of this service. And then when we come to next week, we'll start all over again. I've got good news. God has faithfully done that for 54 years now. Now, if you're one of those that is interpreting what I'm saying as this being the end of Souls Harbor, I assure you, it's not. A few days ago, by a step of faith, I signed new contracts for the coming year. That means we'll be on four television stations for a full hour. Therefore, we need God's help to pay for those 4 hours of programming. We're trusting that God's going to be faithful, and we're trusting that we can rely upon you once again. If you'd like to help us with a contribution to this ministry, then please get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and jot down our contact information. Some of you perhaps know it by heart. Some of you may not know it at all. And so I want to give you our contact information, and you can get in touch with us in the next few days. If you'd like to contact us at our U.S. office, please contact Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. And then we also have our website available. If you'll click on the donate button at the bottom of the left-hand corner of our homepage, you can get a contribution directly to us. That website address is www.soulsharbor.tv. Make sure you use that address, because there are other similar addresses that'll get your contribution to the wrong place. So if you want to get it to us, please use that address, www.soulsharbor.tv. And then for our Canadian viewers, if you'd like to help us with our Canadian expenses, please write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, you can also make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card just by calling us at our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for what you're going to do to help the ministry begin its 55th year of broadcasting. Now, I'm running out of time, so let me quickly tell you, we could not do what we're doing today without going into the archives to pull out a song that the founder of this ministry, Pastor Libby, was fond of singing and got so many requests for. In fact, he could have probably sung it every week in order to make our audience happy. Well, it's a song that you may be familiar with, and if you'd like to hear him sing it once again, I'm going to have him come back through our video archives to sing a song that's entitled Supper Time. It tells a little bit about his personal story. I hope you'll enjoy it. Here comes Pastor Ronnie Libby to sing Supper Time.
When I was but a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home. One day, beside her bedside, I was kneeling, and angels' wings were wintering the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting.
Sing this song, I'm reminded of those days, those early days of my life. There were five children in the Libby family, and we'd be out there playing after school, maybe sometimes out in my grandpa's field, playing ball, whatever. Mother would come to the door and shout, "Children, it's supper time." while we were busy playing, often we would play on. I'm reminded today of those many times when she would come out to the edge of the field by the fence, and she'd shout with her hands cupped around her mouth, and she'd say, "Come on, children, it's supper time." And we didn't seem to pay much attention, but pretty soon, and this is what really called us, was she would start with our names. First she would shout Junior, then my other brother Alan. Then she would call my name, Ronald. And then my sister, her name was Yolita, she's known today as Joyce. I think Mother will have that straightened out on that morning when we march through the gate. And then lastly, my little baby sister, Lois. Well, afterwards we'd run back into the house. We'd eat, clean up the dishes, and go back out in the field and play. Then the shadows of evening would fall upon us, and she'd do it all over again. Well, it's been a long time since then, but as I stand here to sing this song to you today, I'm reminded of the fact the last moments that she was on earth, I didn't get a chance to say anything to her. But just any day now, it may be today. If not, it'll soon be, and perhaps tomorrow. She'll go to the balconies of heaven and cup those little hands around her mouth again. And she'll go down through the list. It'll be different this time, because my older brother, Junior, and my dad will be standing there with her. What a welcome it's going to be. My friend, you need to be ready. Just any day now, we're going to be summoned to supper time. In visions, now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon the golden shore. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home.
It may be today that there are some folk who have not been with us for a long time, and you may be wondering, what happened to Pastor Libby? Where is he? Well, after a period of declining health, back in 2014, God saw fit to take Pastor Libby home, and we had to say goodbye to him. Out of all the people that he mentioned in that song that he just sang, he is now with them. We miss him dearly, but yet I am very thankful as his eldest son to every once in a while come across some people whose life is still being affected by what he did while he was with us. Maybe today, through these video archives and through every once in a while having him sing, he can still touch some lives even though he has gone on to his reward. We're thankful for the legacy that he leaves us. We're thankful for the testimony of his life. Ministry has been in existence because God birthed this ministry through his ministry. We're grateful for that. Many years ago, he and a man by the name of Jim McKinnon sat down with a cup of coffee to talk about the possibility of airing a worship service on television. No one could ever have dreamed that 48 years later, that ministry would still be continuing on. And so we're very thankful for that. One of the things that has made this ministry work is those that have been a part of it. We've enjoyed the talents of so many people down through the years. And coming now from out of our video archives is a father, mother, and son that we have known for most of our lives, and we're thankful that God has allowed them to be a part of this ministry for a period of time. Harold and Joanne Kinney and their son, Brent. We're thankful that God has blessed them with some amazing talent. And today they're coming to sing a song that's entitled, He Came Looking for Me.
One night while on life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, so far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said, this one is mine. Now I'm safe with no harm, for he walked through the storm. He came looking for me.
For those folk who may think that I think I'm never wrong, that I'm not capable of making a mistake, well, I'm here to prove you wrong. I did make a mistake, and I want to try to make it right. Just a moment ago, I said that Harold and Joanne Kinney and their son, Brent, was coming to sing. Well, I got Brent's name wrong. And I thought of that after they began. It's Kent Kenny. I hope I've made that right. Harold and Joanne and Kent, if you're watching today, I'm sorry I got that wrong. Every once in a while, those things happen. I am getting older, and I find that as I get older, well, my memory just isn't as reliable as it used to be. Well, let's get off that subject before I start feeling poorly. I want the next song to be played that is a song that, well, it has touched so many people's lives. There are times when we make the mistake of thinking that because we have failed, that is it. I really do get troubled with ministers who seem to present the idea that we only get one shot with God. That couldn't be further from the truth. You see, His grace just won't allow it. His grace returns over and over and over again. And because of that, failure is not final. Oh, please, somebody hear me today. You have been battling with the memory of your failure, and you think that because of it, you're disqualified, that God no longer will do anything for you. His mercy will keep coming. His grace will return time and time again. His love knows no end. So today, as Pastor Matt Shaw and his sister-in-law, Kelly DeLore, with his wife, Kim, playing at the piano, as they come and sing this song, I hope that it will touch you to convince you that failure is not final with the Father.
With the Father, you see failure of its doors to start again. You know falling, it only hurts for a season, but starting over brings to life again. When do you stop paying for what you used to do? When the blood of Jesus gently encircles you, why do you give in to the things that cause such pain? Knowing Jesus can birth new life within. With the Father, you see failure opens doors to start again. You know falling, it only hurts for a season, but starting over brings new life again. Standing in the door, marked pain and misery, only give Satan permission to hide the key. Oh, but you have the power, the door to open wide.
I will